Religion will leave you dissatisfied unless you meet personally with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello again, it's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. What a blessing it is to be here on the program again with you today. A wee scripture for you today. It's from John's Gospel, chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 20. It says, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus." Oh, I love it. "Sir, we would see Jesus." See, these Greek boys, they were Gentiles who had been converted to the Jewish faith. They'd come up to Jerusalem to celebrate in the Jewish Passover. Oh, the Passover of those days. My goodness, hundreds of thousands of people collected in Jerusalem. What a time they had. And the whole place was a place of excitement. And there was religious ceremony going on all over the place. But these Greeks were in the midst of this situation and they weren't very impressed. Well, maybe they were impressed, but they weren't satisfied. They needed something more. And they came to Philip and they said, "Philip, sir, we would see Jesus." Now, everybody had been talking about Jesus because he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And everybody was crowded together. And I can hear that Jesus was the buzzword. But you know something? These Greeks were not prepared just to talk about him. They wanted to get to know him. Religion hadn't satisfied them. They'd been converted out of paganism and had come to the Hebrew faith, but they still weren't satisfied. Religion wasn't cutting it for them, folks. Let me ask you, what about yourself? Are you a religious person? Oh, you say, yes, I go to church. Wonderful, but let me ask you, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Do you love him? Is he your Savior? Have you come with personal faith and trusted in him? Oh, but I'm a very religious person, you see. Well, good for you, but that's not the issue here. Religion isn't going to cut it. When you get up to heaven and God interviews you and says, "Why should I let you in?" Don't present him your religion. Religion doesn't impress him. I'll tell you what does impress him. He was impressed enough by our need to come here himself in the person of his son and die on the cross for us and shed his blood and suffer an awful death for us. And anything less than you embracing him and his death for you is just not going to cut it with him. Hey, what about it? Are you saved today? Have you come to Christ today? Why don't you do it? Just as you are, say, "Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner." And if you'll pray like that, he will hear you and he will save you and save you to the uttermost. And that is the Gospel Truth.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.